I believe it. I had the remote control little helicopters, not the big one. I had a little battery one, you know, it said indoor only, and I took it outside just to fly it for a little bit more space. And gust of wind took it over the house, and it crashed. Then the cat got it, so that got damaged, you know, so that's no good. But then I started getting into drones. Had a little one, my first drone, and the cat attacked that one. So now I have a new one that I got for my Christmas party. It's about $300, and it's got auto-leveling, and, you know, it's got sport mode and normal mode, so it goes up to 400 feet, a quarter mile away. I'm too scared to do that because with my history of RC stuff, it's not a good one. My son did have an RC 4x4 when he was, like, in his mid-teens, and went 60 miles an hour. Yeah, that scale speed, when you hit a parked car, yeah, it kind of does a little bit of damage. Go ahead, KZKGO.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing with the helicopter, what I learned, if you're going to fly it outside, it has to be collective pitch. So, and it's, you know, you can get small ones now, a couple hundred bucks that actually are collective pitch. So the motor stays at the same speed, so it revs up to whatever, you know, a couple thousand RPM or whatever, I don't know what it is. And then they change the pitch of the prop, or the heli, and that's what makes it rise and fall. So if the wind is starting to lift it, okay, you just bring it back, and it makes it gives it some negative rate, and then it brings it back down. And that takes a little bit of getting used to. So when you're flying a collective pitch helicopter, zero pitch is right in the middle, okay, and then you bring it backwards, that takes it to negative pitch. You bring it higher, that takes it, you know, because your instinct is, like, if it's getting away from you, is to pull it all the way back. And you have to break yourself of that. And that took me forever to break myself of that habit. And I kept crashing them and crashing them and crashing them and crashing them and, you know, everything else like that. But once you get that in your head, you know, you just, you whirl it up, you keep everything at the same speed, and then you just change the pitch. And my guess is the one that you were flying probably wasn't, it was a fixed pitch, and it was just using RPM to control height. And you get a gust of wind,